want to talk about a story about child abuse. Well, at least that's how the mother of a teenager shot in both legs has described the attack on her son. 17-year-old Aaron Stilges was shot four times. Sure, mispronounced that when masked men entered his family home in Turf Lodge on Tuesday night. Two bullets narrowly missed Aaron's four-year-old brother. I've been speaking to his mother, Angeline. Here's what happened.
I was in the house around about 9 o'clock. A masked man walked into my house with three men followed behind him. Come straight in, went up the stairs. Five, six shots at my son. Two, which come through his bedroom ceiling. It's nice, the TV and the TV unit in the living room where my four-year-old son was standing. On the way up the stairs, they pointed a gun at my 12-year-old daughter and told her to get down. I was held in the living room with my mom with a hammer.
They pointed a gun at your 12-year-old daughter?
On the stairs and told her to get down on the way up to my son's room. I was held in the living room with a hammer with my 4-year-old child, who gnarly missed death by the bullets.
And what did they do when they got to your son?
They shot him. Fired six shots, four went into his legs and his ankles, and two came through his bedroom ceiling and landed in my living room.
Why?
You tell me, Stephen. I'm not saying my son's an angel. My son's not. He has been involved in antisocial. But 24 hours later, nobody's come out and claimed it.
What does that mean? What does that mean, antisocial? What does that mean? Well, has he been convicted of any crimes?
No, he hasn't.
When you say your son's involved in antisocial, what do you mean?
Like, he'd stand in the street corners with other wee boys. He does run about the area with a group, but he has never been convicted of any antisocial. Sinn Féin members from our area have not come out and condemned this attack.
Well, Sinn Féin have put a statement out condemning it. Yeah. Saying those responsible, this is Pat Sheehan, saying those responsible are not representative of the community.
Yeah, that was Pat Sheehan, but I'm on about the ones from Turf Lodge that are usually first out to condemn anything. The local representatives from our area have not come out.
When they shot your son, presumably you could hear this going on upstairs.
Yeah.
That must have been really traumatic for you, never mind your son.
Yeah, no, my wee girl was on the stairs too, that's the thing. And I'm in the living room with a 4-year-old child. With a man standing in front of me with a hammer.
What did he say to you?
Don't we just to shut up and sit there? They didn't say nothing. Didn't say who they were from, why this was for. Asked my son his name, done that and just turned and walked out.
And when they shot your son, bullets went flying around the house, right?
Yeah. My son's bedroom is directly above my living room. And two bullets come right through his floor, right into my living room. Hit my TV, my TV unit, which smashed into 1,000 pieces, where my 4-year-old son was standing.
How close was your son to the bullet? Your 4-year-old?
Inches. He was standing at the corner, and the bullets come through the ceiling, just yards from where he was standing.
My goodness. So he's lucky to be alive this morning?
Yeah. He is indeed. And it's just a bit of a coincidence that 24 hours later, nobody has come out and claimed this. Said why it's for.
And Aaron, who was shot, what has he said to you about this?
Nothing. He hasn't said a thing. He's just scared now. Scared for his life. Because he's come into the house and done that on him.
What has he said?
He just doesn't want to be here no more. Doesn't want to live in this house. He won't go back into his bedroom. And then last night for 10 minutes, won't go back in it. Because of the state of the room, there's holes in his floor. Gun holes in his floor. His bed, his mattress.
Where is he now?
He's with another family member. Doesn't want to be in this house.
And he's frightened?
Yeah, he is frightened.
Do you think he would be safe coming back to your house?
No, I don't. Because as of now, we don't know who done it. We don't know why they done it. If they're willing to come into my house with me and three kids and point a gun at a 12-year-old wee girl on the stairs, they're capable of anything. Animals.
How's she today?
It's terrible. She's afraid to go to sleep. She won't eat. She saw it all. She was on the stairs when it all happened. She saw him grabbing her brother. She saw him getting shot.
You've called this child abuse?
It is child abuse. If I'd done that, my son, I'd have him took off me and put in jail. It is child abuse. He's a child. And it's child abuse my other kids having to witness it and be part of it.
What have the police said?
The police just are following up inquiries. They don't know. They don't know why it's happened. They don't know who's done it. Just as if four masked men came in, two were guns, one were hammers, done one of the bombs down and walked out. Left me with three kids now to pick up the pieces.
I'm just reading about your son and your family in the Irish News today. It's front page of the Irish News today.
Yeah.
They're also suggesting that the police missed potential evidence.
Yeah, bullet. That family member found in my son's bed. That was the ones that bullets, six shots were fired. The police got five bullets and the other one was lodged in between my son's bed and his mattress.
So the police couldn't find a bullet?
Family member found it up when the police came last night to take it.
How could they not spot a bullet?
I do not know. It was easy enough for the family member to find it when he sort of looked for the holes in the bed and things like that. And it was just lodged in between the mattress of the bed and the wood. The bullet and an actual bit of shale, so it wasn't just the bullet, it came in two parts.
The police are appealing for information about the shooting. Have you any confidence that the police will chase this as much as they can?
You know what? I have no confidence at all in anybody. If that's able to happen and they're able to walk about the community armed and these things like that, they can do whatever they want. They can take a long time. They'll get away with it.
Describe Aaron's injuries for me.
He has he's in plaster now, right off his two legs. He had four gunshot wounds that 8 holes because they came in on the knife. The one on the ankle came in, hit the bones and muscle. So nobody knows the long-term effect. He's going to see a consultant next week, so we don't know as of now what his injuries are.
What happens now? Why are you speaking out?
Because for the fact that my other two kids and Darren, I wouldn't make it to happen to anybody else. It's not acceptable at all. It's really not. Coming into a house with three young children and knowing that. Like, people know I have three small kids in this house, and they just come in and done that and take the law into their own hands.
You know, I'm going to ask this question out loud.
Yeah?
I wonder, would there be the same reaction? I want to be careful with my question because I don't know the answer to it myself.
Yeah?
You live in Turf Lodge?
Yes, I do.
I wonder if someone walked into a house on the Malone Road in leafy, south, rich Belfast and pointed a gun at a 12-year-old child.
What?
I wonder if somebody walked into that rich house on the Malone Road and shot all round the house, a bullet narrowly missing a 4-year-old child. And I wonder if someone walked into that house, a really rich, leafy, suburbed house on the Malone Road, and shot a child 5 times, would there be the same reaction from society, from the authorities, as there has been to what has happened to you?
In my opinion, no. There wouldn't be. It's because from where we're from, and to get away with doing it, it wouldn't happen in an area like that. In my opinion, it wouldn't.
Listen, thank you for bringing the story to us. There will be some people who say, your son got his just desserts.
As I say, Stephen, my son is no angel. If people had a problem with my son and say if my son was this and that, produce the case, bring it to the police, get him done by court, or if he's saying he was terrorising the community, done this and done that, produce the case, bring it to the local housing executive, get us put out. Is that not a problem? Does that not solve it? Instead of going down this road, there's many other things to do instead of coming in armed with guns. In this day and age.
Have you not tried to control your son?
Oh, I have. Nobody has came and rapped my door once and asked me what I have done with my son.
You know what he's up to. If you say you've reported him, what did you report him to the police for?
Arguing with me. Me and him had an argument for criminal damage. So it's not as if I don't say my son didn't do this, my son didn't do that.
Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Angeline.
Okay, thank you, Stephen.
Thank you. Well, the police say they did carry out a thorough examination. They did miss a bullet, but they say they carried out a thorough examination.